Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One a Day, where we talk about some part of a chapter of Scripture each day. This is June 1st, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's get to it. Hey, remember that guy in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 who was sleeping with his father's wife? Paul severely told them not to be proud that they tolerated the man's sin, but that they needed to discipline him. Well, apparently, the church did as Paul had instructed. The man had been cast out of the fellowship and was being successfully shunned by the church now. What's more, it had worked. He repented. He changed his ways. Praise the Lord. But some in the church continued to maintain the walls and block that sinner from being part of the fellowship. Paul has heard about that, so he addresses the matter. Here's what he says. The punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient. Now instead, you ought to forgive and comfort him so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. I urge you, therefore, to reaffirm your love for him. Oh, the church should function like heaven does, don't you think? Jesus says there's more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over many others who did not need to repent. The father of the prodigal son, he demonstrates that kind of restoration that God offers. So it's right for the church to restore the man so that he doesn't give up. Then Paul goes on to say, anyone you forgive, I also forgive. And what I have forgiven, if there is anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. The schemes of Satan are always for the destruction of human life, of the church, and of Christ himself. He's always plotting for our downfall, both individually and as a body. And apparently it's possible for Satan to outwit us humans, even those who have the Holy Spirit abiding within. There is a strategic battle going on all the time, and not forgiving someone is part of that battle. We Americans need to keep that in mind as we continue to face the deep divisions among us. Jesus said, any kingdom divided against itself will not stand. Any kingdom, including the United States. Anyway, Satan's schemes. Grudges, bitterness, unforgiveness, divisions, hatred, arguments, unresolved conflict, repentance without confession, confession without repentance, gossip, slander, silence, mistrust, betrayal, resentment, broken promises, lingering anger. Let us no longer be unaware of Satan's schemes. Amen.